Fall from the sky. 1. Once. The sky looked like the soft underbelly of a fish, gray and mottled and full. It heaved as I pedaled to Mississippi through the crook of Louisiana's elbow, past alfalfa sprouting through Louisiana's red dirt. Once, in Marksville, not far from where I bicycled, the sky rained fish. It happened in 1947. Fish dropping over nearly 3 miles of Louisiana countryside. A rare phenomenon throughout the world, some scientists think tornadoes might be the culprits, waterspouts touching down to draw animals skyward, carrying them in their whirling turbulence before dropping them elsewhere far away. The day it rained fish in Marksville, though, there were no reports of nearby storms or tornadoes. They simply fell through the fog by the napful, cold, some frozen, dead. Once, I remember this, a photograph and a children's book on strange weather. There were many glossy photographs in that book, but this one sticks with me. The iridescent bellies of so many shining fish out of water, exposed under a street lamp in the night. 3. Tell us. Why did it take you so long to notify us? I didn't know? No. I knew, but I didn't want to know. I was afraid to know, and then I didn't know, because I respected him. I wanted his help, and I needed his support. I thought he was my friend. He apologized. He was my professor. He was my boss. I was afraid to upset him. I wanted to believe he'd just made a mistake. First November, then January, in May, in June, and July, I confronted him. He apologized. He said no one cared about him, and I felt sorry. I blamed myself and forgave him. I've been a year in Washington, and yes, it's taken this long to understand. Each time he touched me, I couldn't look at him. I froze, like a fish falling from a tornado, like already dead. 5. Not here. When I was 19, a tornado struck my college freshman dormitory. I never saw it. A tree flew by my fourth floor window, and we watched the television, scanning for facts, eschewing the proof before our eyes for the validation of authority. Tornadoes happen in Kansas, we thought, not Maryland. Only when the fire alarm began wailing did we flee our rooms to run down the stairwell to the basement. When I felt the pressure changing in my ears, I thought, maybe this is real. 15. Sexual harassment, a definition. It was just dancing, he told me in June of that first year. We need to talk, I'd told him 5 months earlier. I'm sorry, he said. Is this inappropriate? I'd asked in May. We're friends. You grabbed my butt and bit my shoulder, I insisted. Why are you so angry? The bite was playful, he told the investigating committee. There might have been some inadvertent touching. In November, in January, in May, in June and July, I do not forget the feeling of his hand hanging on, a frozen hug on the couch, hands on thighs, hands on hips, hands on hands. I do not forget the hours I spent crying, or the nightmares, or my sick compulsion to make things right. I'm embarrassed to admit the number of times I reconstructed my flimsy, manufactured hope, the number of times I moved back into denial, again and again and again. 18. La Garganta del Diablo. When I was 8, I stood in Brazil in front of one of the world's largest waterfalls and screamed. The only sound I heard was the roar of the water. Standing in the center of the tornado, I would like to imagine I will shout until I am hoarse, but I don't. I am afraid no one will hear me, or that no one will want to hear me, and it will appear to even those standing beside me that I am merely mouthing words.